Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guest is currently on the roads and he's in Tubbercurry at the moment on the sixth day of walking, which will take him from Letterkenny at the top of Donegal to Ballydehob at the foot of West Cork. And this would be ambitious for any person, but I'm sure it's all the more challenging because he has motor neuron disease. On the line to tell us about the Walk While You Can fundraising effort, we have Father Tony Coote joining me on the line. Father Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Well, it's good to have you on the show. First of all, before we hear about some of the adventures on the walk so far, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up on the Walk While You Can in the first place.
Yeah, I'm parish priest of Kimbacoda Mount Marion in South Dublin. And in March, I was diagnosed with motor neurons disease. And like anyone who gets that kind of news, I was shocked. But I decided that rather than just be shocked about it, let's do something about it. And I discovered that the medication is 24 years old and there's only three nurses in the whole country looking after people with motor neurons, that I would organise this walk from Letterkenny in Donegal to Ballydehob in West Cork. So we're on the road at the moment. We're on the way to Tubbercurry and we've just left Sligo, so we're on the way to there, Wendy.
It must have been a shock when you first learned, Father Tony, that you had motor neuron disease.
It was an absolute shock. And the sense when I was first told by the neurologist that I had it, I actually collapsed on the floor because the adrenaline was going through my body and it was a terrible shock. But since then, I've been adapting and it's a massive change in my life from somebody I used to play squash twice a week to being very dependent at the moment and quite disabled. So anyone throughout the country who has that kind of illness or knows anybody with it understands what I'm saying today, I'd say.
And do you think people, for example, Father Tony, when you just talk about the lack of resources and the kind of medication and things that are available to people with motor neuron disease, was one of the things to just try and raise awareness? Because I think a lot of people would be quite shocked. Wow, there's only three kind of medical experts that can help people with motor neuron disease.
It is. It's kind of a shame because the three nurses are paid by Churchgate Collections. And our wish would be that the government would make a move to fund those nurses and have more nurses. For the simple reason, Wendy, that anybody with motor neurons, it's a very debilitating illness and it affects the families deeply and it puts a huge burden on families that these three wonderful nurses alleviate so much. But you can just imagine, if there were more nurses, then more care, and that would alleviate the burden to a huge extent.
So you must have had some interesting conversations on the walk so far. Tell us about the experience to date of the walk while you can.
Well, we've had wonderful. All the places we're staying along the route have been offered for free by people along the route. And one of the most moving things is I'm meeting families of people who've had motor neurons either currently or have died. And they just wanted to come out and contribute to our fund, but also just to share that. And one of the stunning things about this trip so far has been the absolute kindness of all the people we've met. That is in Irish people, and it's just tap it, and it has been fantastic.
It's great to hear just that people are so supportive and positive. But what about you, Father Tony? How has the walk been for you physically so far?
Well, see, what I'm in a thing called a mountain trike wheelchair, and I've been pushed by different people who take turns pushing it. As you can imagine, the push is not that easy. Ireland is full of hills, but they're doing a great job, and that gets me from place to place. I wanted to be out in the air in the walk, and that's how I'm meeting people. If I was stuck in a car, I wouldn't see anybody. And to me, that would just be a waste of time.
In terms of just your own faith, what sort of an impact has the news of your diagnosis had in the first instance and just kind of ongoing, especially as you've been doing this walk?
Well, see, a lot of people have said to me, you know, must really test your faith. And interesting enough, what I think is the suddenness of it has definitely shocked me. But I always think of the great prophet Abraham, who was promised all the time he'd reach the promised land and never did. And yet he never lost his faith. So I am holding on to that faith that the God who I've always believed in is by my side and that no matter what happens, I'm not alone in that true sense. So I've never felt my faith has to be tested to the extent that I want to give it up. What I've done, it's reaffirmed it. And I've always believed that one day I will meet Jesus Christ face to face. And I've never been worried about that.
Is that a choice, Father, that you make in terms of, and often over the years as I've done various interviews with people who've had a challenging news, whether it's to do with their health or losses, is you can kind of go one way, one of two ways. You can be brought closer to God or further away. How do you stay?
Sorry, Wendy, could you say that again, please? Just on the road here, I missed that question.
No problem at all, Father. Just asking you, in those challenges, and it's very inspiring just to hear the impact on your faith, what would be your advice to somebody who maybe is having a similar challenge? You know, they've been given difficult news about their health, and it can go two directions. It can bring you closer to God, but sadly it can bring you further away. How do you stay on the right side, staying closer to God?
Well, absolutely, Wendy, and I wouldn't blame anybody being angry with God. As the prophet Job pleaded with God for some help, I can imagine. But all I'd say to people is that the God who has brought us into this world has promised never to abandon us. When Jesus said, "I'm with you till the end of time," I firmly believe that even though I'm going through a difficult time and feel totally frustrated, that I, in a way, share in the footsteps of Jesus, who must have shared that frustration and was definitely feeling how difficult it was to face what he faced, but he did.
Really, really, really great advice, Father Tony. I wanted to ask you as well. I know one of the things I've seen and heard about is the yellow balloons on the walk. What's the yellow balloon symbolising?
Yeah, the yellow balloon I thought would be a nice symbol of hope, that even though I know my illness will eventually take my life in a way that I wouldn't like it to because it's utter dependence, I still believe in hope that tomorrow morning I can get up. And every morning I get up, I say this simple prayer: Lord, thank you for today and help me through the rest of it.
A good way to start your day. Of course, a lot of this is about awareness and presumably fundraising. You're fundraising for the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. How important is the work that they do, Father Tony?
They do. The Motor Neuron Society do amazing work, as does Dr. Orla Hardiman in Beaumont Hospital and her team and research. And what they're all trying to do is, one, trying to find a cure, or at least something that will make this more bearable, and also help those around the country who have motor neurons to live with dignity. And so we're fundraising for that. And our simple website is Walk While You Can. And so anybody who wants to donate can go onto that website, and we'd be very happy if they could donate to our cause.
Well, Father, thanks so much for joining us on the programme today, and God bless you as you continue.
And thank you, Ray. Love to talk to you, Wendy.
You too. That was Father Tony Coote there. And as Father Tony mentioned there, you can go onto the website walkwhileyoucan.ie. And for more information on the Motor Neuron Disease Association, it's imnda.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.